Life is going to throw a lot of changes at you, but you can always rely on the one who never changes. Hey, I'm Dylan, and you're listening to Unlocked, your daily key to unlocking God's Word in your life. Maybe you're just starting high school, or in the middle of your high school years, or coming to the end of your career in school. It's a real accomplishment to make it this far, and you should feel good about that. It can also be a time that holds some, maybe, grief for you, if you're saying goodbye to friends and family as you head off to a new adventure. But even as life changes, with beginnings and endings, you can rely on the one who has no beginning or end, the one who is always with you and will never abandon you. Let's hear about it more with Alpha and Omega by Naomi Zylstra. In my life, there are many starts and stops. I start a new hobby and I finish a TV show. I wake up and start my workday and I end the day by going to bed. At the start of my life, I came into being. And eventually, my days on this broken earth will end. In the last book of the Bible, Jesus calls himself the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. That comes from Revelation 21:6. This name signifies the completeness of God. Alpha and Omega are actually just the first and last letters of the Greek alphabet. These Greek letters work like a metaphor here. It's similar to saying you sang the alphabet from A to Z. Jesus was there at the beginning, before time began, and he played an important role in creation. John 1:3 says that everything was made through Jesus. Jesus is also the end of all things. He is the end to sin and suffering. Jesus ended the power of sin and death in his own death and resurrection. And Jesus will be there at the end of time to bring justice down and right the wrongs of the world. It's important to remember that Jesus is God the Son, and when he calls himself the Alpha and the Omega, he is helping us better understand who he is. God does not have a beginning or a starting point. God has always been. Similarly, God does not have an end. God is eternal, and in Jesus, we can share that eternal life in his new creation. So what are some questions you've got? When Jesus returns and makes all things new, everyone who has put their trust in him will live with him forever. As we experience the many starts and stops of life, how could it be comforting to look forward to eternal life with Jesus when sin and brokenness will finally come to an end? Are you starting something new? How have you seen Jesus present with you in this new beginning? Consider spending some time in prayer, asking God to help you see how he is working in and around you. Endings can be sad, scary, and difficult, but Jesus is always Lord, and he rules over every beginning and every end. How can this truth give us hope when we experience endings? Now, as you and I can read in Isaiah 44:6, this is what the Lord says, Israel's King and Redeemer, the Lord of heaven's armies. I am the first and the last. There is no other God. And dive into God's word for more in John 1:1-14, Colossians 1:15-20, and Revelation 21:1-6 to keep God's word alive in your life. Unlocked is a resource from Keys for Kids Ministries. You can't spell unlocked without a U in it, and we can't produce unlocked unless you are in it too. Help support Unlocked and Keys for Kids during our week of giving this week at keysforkids.org/week of giving. Monday's video a couple of days ago was with one of our authors, Savannah Coleman. Yesterday's video was with me, and I talked to a family that listens to Keys for Kids. And today we talked about smuggling audio Bibles into countries otherwise cut off from the gospel. Find all of that at keysforkids.org/week of giving. Come back for tomorrow's devotion with Natalie, how you can choose to love and to feel, even when you would rather feel nothing at all. But until then, I'm Dylan, encouraging you to live life unlocked, opening the door to God in your life.